Let me go over to our newsmaker line, and we're going to have speaking with us the distinguished president of the Community College of Baltimore, Dr. Deborah McCurtney, and she's on a time limitation, so we certainly want to take advantage of her time. Madam President, good morning.
Good morning, Senator. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing well, and I'm glad that you will take the opportunity to discuss with us the official COVID-19 site that has been you've been able to work out to bring to the campus there. Will you talk to us about that?
Absolutely. And so we're very pleased to host, in partnership with Baltimore City Health Department, on the campus. This is Baltimore City Community College, and we will be the host site for the COVID-19 vaccines. Started yesterday, which was Monday. They already saw some 400-plus people coming through there, and we expect every day. The expectation is the low-end 400, upper-end about 500 people per day will be coming through the site on the college's campus. It'll be in the physical education building and certainly well-coordinated with the Baltimore City Health Department as well as Baltimore City Police Department as well. So we will have first responders as well on staff on duty. So if there are any issues, that we have everyone who needs to be there on site at the same time. So we're really pleased to host this, and we expect to be on site, the health department to be on site through February, probably into March.
Wow. Wow. It's at least we know one thing for sure. People know where the campus is.
That they do. If we can get them to the campus for their vaccines and then get these students here as well to get here and to start doing more registration, we're the only mass vaccination site so far in the city, and so we're very pleased to be open our doors. As you know, our zip code, we are in a an area where there are high number of cases as well. So really looking at people going on the Baltimore City Health Department site, they do have to register. So they don't come directly to the campus to register. They must have an appointment, and those appointments are scheduled through the Baltimore City Health Department, and then they can proceed once they have that scheduled. They can proceed then to the campus to go through temperature checks and various checkpoints as well. So City Police Department, Health Department, Baltimore City Community College will all be there to receive people coming in to get their vaccines as well.
And so, and of course, it got stated a no. And of course, what makes it so good in making that selection there for your campus is that it's easy to access with the metro and, as you said, the several bus routes. I mean, that was a good move. I don't know who initiated it, but I'm glad they did.
Well, we're reaching out. We are the community's community college, and a big part of our mission has been that to open our doors more. You've seen us with food drives and other things. Right now, we still have CVS on the campus as well. So not only are they doing the vaccines, the health department is doing the vaccines, but we still have CVS there. They've been there for the last couple of months. They're doing the testing for COVID. So we have COVID testing on site, and then we now have, as of yesterday, COVID vaccines as well. So we expect in the next short term, we're going to be working with CVS to also see if we can get the flu shots and the single shots all on the campus as well. And once the health department, if there are other sites that open up, we'll talk with CVS as well to see if they can continue as a vaccine site as well. So we're going to continue to serve the community. That's what is going to make the difference here, and encourage people to contact the health department to get the information. It'll also be on our site as well, but it's here, it's available for those who are choosing, but they do have to sign up with the health department and go online and sign up. So they can get here by bus, by car, they can walk if they have that appointment, and they'll be met at that front area in order to get them over to the physical education building and to get their vaccine.
Well, first of all, I'm so glad that you allowed us to take some of your time, but perhaps we can get together another time and have a overview discussion about how well you're assessing your position there as the president and some of the programs you were just giving us a little tidbit about, where you can spend some time talking about the good works of the campus.
Absolutely. It's Baltimore City Community College, and as I said, this is the community's community college, and so we're looking for the students to get here, to register for classes, and then looking for people as well to check with the Department of Health and to sign up for their appointment for their vaccine. So I certainly appreciate Senator Young or also extending the invitation for us to talk with you for a few minutes and WOLB 1010, and appreciate that as well.
Well, then we're just about setting it up. I'm going to have my folks talk with our account exec and let him schedule a time that's mutually appropriate for us, and we'll do that soon.
All right. Anytime. We'll look forward to coming in and sharing any information about our role in education and our role as a partner in this community.
For sure, for sure. Madam President, thank you so very much, and have a good day. Appreciate you much now.
Thank you, Senator Young. Have a good day. Stay safe.
Bye-bye.